You're tuned into 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name is Matt Milner, and this is Locals Only. And with that, we are ready to send it over to Studio 2A. So excited for my live guest tonight. Been looking to get them in here for a long time, and it's one of my most anticipated live sets of the year so far, certainly, and of quite some time. So without further ado, live from Studio 2A, packing the room tonight, we have Vox Urbana.
Comenzar la visita de un buen amigo, la foto en el viejo lugar. El tiempo no pasó en vano, el cielo le da otro color. Por más que pasan los años, siento más tu calor. El tiempo no pasó en vano, tras que el cielo le da otro color.
Todo el mundo bailando en casita. Échale catica.
Thank you.
Tiene cara de bulldog, tiene sangre de lagarto, tiene alma de robot. Su mamá murió en el parto. Más seguro convivir con víboras de cascabel. Solo piensa en destruir, ni se te ocurra confiar en él. Cuidado que viene Pepe Arpía, que no se lava los dientes, se los afila. Cuidado que viene Pepe Arpía, es un reptil que no duerme, mendigo policía. Tiene armas, tiene lana, ya planeó bien la redada, pero la gente ya se cansó, lo va a mandar a la. Su jueguito se va a acabar, ya no anda tan tranquilo, la gente lo va a encuerar, le van a dar su merecido. Cuidado que viene Pepe Arpía, que no se lava los dientes, se los afila. Que viene Pepe Arpía, es un reptil que no duerme, mendigo policía. Perro guardián de Maricopa, roja tu nuca, oscura tu alma, seco tu corazón. La misma mano que usas cada domingo en el templo es la que firma sentencias, empuña tu arma y bofetea la razón. Chamanes sagrados van a secar tu garganta. El ritual ya comenzó. El copal está encendido. El humo entrará por todo tu cuerpo y te dejará paralizado. Y miles de hormigas morenas, calladas, obreras, te comerán para después vomitarte y convertirte en polvo sobre el cual bailaremos. Hasta que el viento te levante y te instale en el olvido. Cuidado que viene Pepe Arpía, que no se lava los dientes, se los afila. Cuidado que viene Pepe Arpía, es un reptil que no duerme, mendigo policía. Cuidado que viene Pepe Arpía, no se lava los dientes, se los afila. Cuidado que viene Pepe Arpía, es un reptil que no duerme, mendigo policía.
tuned into 91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Locals Only. My name's Matt. I'm live in Studio 2A with Vox Urbana. Hey, guys. How's it going tonight?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, how you doing?
Going great.
Doing great. So let's start with introductions. We'll go around the room. Let us know who you are, what you're playing tonight.
My name is Jim, and I play sax and keys and sing a little bit.
I'm Saul Milan. I play trombone, guido, and I do vocals.
Hello, everyone. My name is Enrique Castellanos, and I play guitar.
Hi. My name is Joaquin, and I play bass.
Hi. My name is David, and I play congas and bongos.
My name is Casey, and I play drum set.
All right. So tell me a little bit about the history of the group. How long have you guys been playing together?
Well, the band started around 2010, and since that time it's been changing. We've had different people playing in the band, and it's been great. It's been a great experience, but it's right now it's really different from when we started. Yeah. We were three people at that time, so it's been a major change at that time.
Who was around at the beginning?
At the time, only Joaquin and me, Enrique. Uh-huh. Yes, I played percussions and Joaquin played bass.
So tell me a little bit about how it grew from that three-piece to a very full room that we have right now of great, great players.
Well, for about 3 years, it was only a small group. We had an accordion player who moved out of town and a guitar player and a singer, and they went in different ways with their music aspirations, and eventually we just ran into each other. Like we just met all the rest of the bandmates through other friends, through other connections, through school. For would you like to share your story, David?
No.
Thank you.
I was playing with another band. It was kind of not the same kind of music because, back in my days, long, long time ago, I said, I will never play cumbia. Yes, I mean, never. And because, I was listening to this kind of Mexican cumbia, talking about the same things in the same way, and I wasn't. No, I will never be there. So I think Kiki called me because he saw me playing with another band, and I was like, let's see, why not? Let's try. And I listened to the first the songs from the first CD. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I mean, we can say different things.
Yeah,
with cumbia, why not? Mm-hmm. So that's how I
came. So you broke your oath.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm glad that you did. The group of players that you have right now, it really has done a lot to the sound. I think the first time that I saw you, it was as a four piece, it sounds great with all the players you have right now. So the first album that you recorded, when was that chronologically in terms of the evolution of the group, in terms of who's with us now and
that was shortly after I came into the band.
Okay.
I guess we kind of recorded it mostly like a laptop and everything in my bedroom and in my kitchen. And so I guess that was about 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, something like that. Uh-huh. We got together and we just decided we needed to make a record, because at the time we were playing out live all the time and people would ask for CDs, but we never had anything.
So, right.
Yeah.
And for this most recent album that came out last year, was that a similar recording process, or did you take a different approach to that one?
We recorded with Andrew Kohlberg at Dry River Studios, which is the old Dry River space that's kind of like a rehearsal space recording studio. And we did a lot of it. We did a lot of the backing tracks live to tape, and a lot of the stuff we tried to do as live as possible because we had practiced the song so much and we didn't. But some of the vocals and stuff are overdubs. Uh-huh. But working with him was really great, and I think we got a pretty good sound on it. So
yeah, it the album sounds great. We've really enjoyed playing it here at the station.
Yeah.
And I think just as importantly, it's a really strong batch of songs as well. I'm curious, who's the principal songwriting force? Is it a collaborative process, or is there one person or a couple people who kind of take the lead on the songwriting?
Well, actually, we're like sharing the you know the, that job between Jim, Kiki, and me.
Uh-huh.
And everything else is you know everybody else says you know have different ideas. Uh-huh. So it's not like just one person writing.
Yeah,
it's really great. I can come with something like a really bare bones idea, and to these guys, and then they'll flesh it out. It'll become, it's really magical to hear it become a full song in like the course of a day. So everybody writes the songs. Like maybe the three of us write some of the lyrics and maybe the melodies, but it's a group sound.
And, you know, when you talk about bringing in kind of a bare bones idea, at least for some of the songs that you're coming up with the genesis of, at least, typically does it seem like the melody comes first? Do lyrics come first? Or does that really change quite a bit, the rhythm?
I write bass lines. Uh-huh. Yeah, I write bass lines for whatever reason.
Interesting.
I think I secretly want Joaquin's job. and chord progressions. That's just what I start with. And then, because I like to play that, and then I come up with the melody, and things just kind of come out of that. But I don't write any of the lyrics. That's all these guys.
I usually start by writing melodies and eventually get, like, percussion parts, but part of my process is to send my material to Joaquin, and if he approves, and he changes everything, that means we're gonna play.
It's the quality control department.
There you go. You know?
So when we think that everything's done, no, we have to wait for Joaquin.
Yeah. So if somebody wants to hear the new album, what's the best way to do that?
I would say the Bandcamp. Like if you just go to it's voxurbana.bandcamp.com. Bandcamp's just a website you can host music on, or our website, voxurbana.tucson.com, which is, you know, it's all everything we have just links to that, and then you can stream it online. And you can download it for a little bit of money there, or you can just listen to it online, or you can come find me, and I'll probably give you a CD. So.
Right. Sounds good. You've got an upcoming show at Solar Culture.
Yes.
And that's going to be on February 13th. What can you tell us about that one?
We played with this band called the Phoenix Afrobeat Orchestra in Phoenix, which I guess makes sense, a couple of weeks ago. And we really loved playing with them. They had great energy. They had never played in Tucson, which blew me away because I knew they would go over really well here.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just invited them to play, and I thought, you know, Solar Culture is kind of an underused venue. I saw Tinariwen there, and that show really blew me away. Like, the sound was really good. So I just thought it would be a really great venue. So we just invited them. And DJ Smite was a really great, all-vinyl DJ. He plays cumbia and reggae and salsa, and he really is good at kind of connecting the dots between those genres. So I think it's going to be just like a nonstop dance party, like a real fun time.
Awesome. So that's going to be on February 13th at Solar Culture. Starts off at 9 o'clock. Well, tell you what, why don't we get into our next set of music, and we'll chat a bit more after a few more songs. But you're tuned into Locals Only here on 91.3 KXCI Tucson. And we're joined in Studio 2A live by Vox Urbana.
Pasó la noche muy quieta y fría en el mismo terreno.
del río. La bala esconde su brillo, guardada en el cargador, en la mesita de noche de casa del mamador. Mañana al mediodía van a encontrarse, ya lo dijo el destino. Nada ni nadie podrá evitar la tragedia en su camino. No hay plazo que no se cumpla, la bala llegó puntual, la piedra salió volando, golpeando el verde y blanco de la patrulla oficial. Y el que tiró la piedra esta vez no escondió la mano. Con sangre fría el oficial jaló el gatillo. Y aunque fue por un instante, la bala lució su brillo, perforando el pecho de un infante. Suceder entre los dos nogales, la violencia irracional acabó con órganos vitales. Algo aquí no está bien, no hay balance ni equilibrio, este cuadro pinta mal. Muerte no me puede ser ajena.
Tuned into 91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Locals Only. My name is Matt, and I'm live in Studio 2A with Vox Urbana. Thanks again for coming down tonight, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us here.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Awesome.
So, as we mentioned before, next show is on February 13th. It's at Solar Culture, and you've brought down some friends from Phoenix. The Phoenix Afrobeat Orchestra. And is DJ Smite from Tucson or Phoenix?
He's from Phoenix.
So that's going to be Solar Culture. Starts 9 o'clock on February 13th. This is a sort of a renaissance for cumbia in Tucson right now, I think, you know, with what you guys are doing and, you know, Chicha Dust as well. And then, you know, DJ Dirty Verbs, Logan Phillips has done a lot, I think, to spread the gospel, so to speak.
For sure.
I'd love to hear a little bit, though, about your respective histories with cumbia. We already heard a little bit about a little bit of a sordid relationship with it in the past, in at least one case. But have any of you played cumbia in other bands before, or was this the first group that you were playing in?
Yes, I have.
next.
Well, I'm from Mexico City. I grew up there.
Uh-huh.
And pretty much growing up, some of my first gigs were actually playing in bands that were hired for parties, like quinceañeras, stuff like that.
Sure.
And we played a lot of cumbia. So at some point of my life, I was kind of like in the same place as David. I was like, I don't want to do that anymore. But I don't know. I mean, I grew up listening to all kinds of Latin music, and sure. It's been actually really fun going back to that, playing not just cumbia, but salsa and cha-cha-cha, other rhythms. Mm-hmm. I am enjoying it more and more. So, yeah. Casey.
Yeah. Sometimes I still don't know what cumbia is. I think Joaquin came up to me in the school music and he asked if I played timbales. And I lied, and I said, yeah. I needed a gig, you know? And he's like, oh, yeah, do you know what cumbia is? And I was like, yeah, I know what cumbia is. And no, So I'm going home and on YouTube and looking it all up. And, but, yeah, I've learned a lot playing with these guys and listening and, you know, growing and learning a new style. It's been great.
Yeah. Yeah, I started, like, playing just jazz music, like, mm-hmm. when I was little, so I never was introduced to cumbia, and as David said, like, I've listened to Mexican cumbia, which is very different from what this is, so playing this type of music, this type of cumbia, mm-hmm. like, it's pretty cool. It's, like, it's really, really complex, mm-hmm. as of people think that it's not that complex, but yeah. it's really beautiful music, and I appreciate it more now that I'm in this group.
So, for listeners who maybe aren't as familiar, can someone kind of walk us through, you know, what's different about the cumbia that you're playing today from, you know, the Mexican cumbia that people might have heard at quinceañeras growing up?
Well, I think that most of it, or part of it, is that we try to incorporate different rhythms into uh-huh. one song, you know, just make it, like, very, very simple. Yeah. Also, I think that we try to create stories and tell stories or make a social critique mm-hmm. on the lyrics. We try not to walk away from that model that the music is only to dance and to make you, which is okay, absolutely fine. But sure. it's very, for us, it's very important to have a message, to have something to say with our music.
Yeah. One of the most prominent examples of that is that this album, but on the one before that, you asked Logan Phillips to do some spoken word over one of the songs. Is that right?
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about how that's an amazing song. It's a really great piece that he adds to it. But how did that collaboration come to pass?
Anyone want to?
It's your song. Come on, it's your song.
Well, before it's funny because that song is, like, very, very old. I made it at home with my computer, uh-huh. but once Logan came to hang out at home, and I told him, you know, I have this song, and I really would like to collaborate with you on this, and he just grabbed a piece of paper, started writing a poem, and I had some part of the lyrics, but he just made it, like, a million times better. Oh. Yes, and we worked on that song a lot until mm-hmm. like he was happy and satisfied with the final result.
Well, it's a great final result. It's a really one of the highlights of that album, and one of I think of he's you know he has some great poems, but I think that's one of his best contributions to whether, you know, in his book or spoken word performances. It's a great, great piece. So, in any event, you know, on the new album, I think that it's a full sound. It's a song. It's a high energy sound. And you know, you talked before about Andrew Kohlberg helping to record it. One thing that it was interesting to me about that is that this isn't necessarily a style of music that Andrew has worked with in the past in the studio, at least as far as I know. So what was that process like, as you were working with somebody who's got, you know, a rock background, a jazz background, but, you know, maybe not as much a Latin music background? Did that impact the way that he was approaching the process of recording the album, or the way that you were speaking with him about what sound you wanted to come out at the end?
I think Andrew just was really great. We made like a mix CD I made a mix CD for everybody of different older, like, salsa records and maybe just like different records I like the sound of, just the mix, like the production of.
Yeah.
And that was the best way to communicate it, you know, like with the sound that I was looking for. And I think that helped a lot, because he's just recorded a bunch of bands. He's been recording himself since he was really young.
Sure.
So he knew how to get the sounds that we were looking for. And when we put our minds together, you know, and, you know, we didn't want to do things the typical. We weren't like, how does every other Latin band do it? We kind of, that's sort of from us not knowing that, but also, also just, we wanted our own sound. We wanted to make it up as we went along. But I did want to say something really quick. Our lyrics tell stories now, not just with, like, the spoken word thing with Logan. Yeah. Like, the song that we just started off with, La Pietra y la Bala, that's a song by David, and that's, like, a complete narrative within a song. It's really cool. David, do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, yeah, it was, it's a song from dedicated to Jose Antonio Elena, this little kid that was murdered on the border. Mm. And, it was, you know, at the beginning, it wasn't the idea for him specifically, but for all those all the people dying in the border or killed by the border patrol.
Right.
But you know, I think that's Jose Antonio's case is really special, because it was, I mean, 8 bullets out of his back.
Wow.
16-year-old guy. He wasn't carrying a gun or nothing like that. Mm-hmm. And it's something like from both sides, you know. I mean, the Mexican government not doing too much. Mm-hmm. And on this side, it's like hiding the name of the guy, of the, you know, the agent. And it's you know, the song was like in memory of him, but all those dying that way, you know.
Yeah. And you know, I think that I always, regardless of the genre of music, I think one of the things that most draws me in is when bands are able to contrast, you know, lyrical content with the melody and the sort of general atmosphere of the song. And I think your songs all have they're still very danceable, upbeat, high energy songs, but the fact that you're able to still use them to convey the political messages, the narratives, all of that, not just dance music for dance music's sake, is rare and appreciated.
Sad dance music.
Yeah, sad dance music. Exactly.
That's our specialty.
There you go. So we've got the show that we mentioned at Solar Culture on the 13th. Anything else that's on the horizon you want to mention to folks before we head into the last set here?
Enjoy. We might try to tour in May, you know. That's
awesome.
But that's completely... I'm still emailing people about that. Yeah, but hopefully that happens. We're playing at the casino this weekend. If you guys want to come on down to Casino del Sol.
Oh, man.
But really come to Solar Culture. Yeah. That's, that's the gig that you should come to. That's going to be
Although that'll be a wild gig at the casino.
Yeah.
You'll get some people dancing.
Oh,
sure.
It's fun.
Actually, it's the second time that they were going to be there.
Yeah.
It's going to be this Friday.
Awesome.
So the first time was really, really good, so...
Very cool.
Be there.
It's just great that you guys are able to play at the casino and at Solar Culture. I don't think there are many bands in Tucson that can pull that off. So I'm happy that you are.
Thank you.
In any event, we're going to hear one last set here by Volks Urbana. Thanks so much again. This has been a terrific performance. I really appreciate all of you coming down. And we've got time for a few more songs. They're going to play us out until 10 o'clock. We'll use the old Price is Right rule. Goes close to 10 without going over as possible. All right. And then after that, we'll send it over to the Hub and Bob Girth. But first, here's a few more songs from Volks Urbana. Thanks for tuning in, folks. We'll be back next week with Butte Swan.
Thank you for having us. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Matt. Hi, Wesley.
Hi, Michael.
So the next three songs we're going to play, the first one is called Cuéntame Una de Vaqueros. That's a song of us. The last two are going to be two covers from two Colombian covers. We are called Cumbia Sobre el Mar en la Piragua.
Tucson. Muchas gracias.
Capoteando el vendaval se estremecía.
impasible desafiaba la tormenta. Un ejército de estrellas la seguía, tachonándola de luz y de leyenda. Era la piragua de Guillermo Cubillos.
Era la piragua, era la piragua.
Era la piragua de Guillermo Cubillos.
Era la piragua, era la piragua.
Era la piragua de Guillermo Cubillos.
Era la piragua, era la piragua.
Era la piragua de Guillermo Pedro Arbulia. En las noches a los remos arrancaba un nostálgico crujir de hermosa cumbia. Doce sombras ahora viene ya no rema, ya no cruje el maderamen en el agua, solo quedan los recuerdos en la arena donde ya se convirtió la piragua. Era la piragua de